Obsessive compulsive disorder is a brain disorder. We know from PET scans and other forms of brain imaging that the OCD brain, if you will, is both functionally and structurally different from the non-OCD brain. So there is a physical component to this. That said, the OCD cycle, if you will, I think is very relatable for just about everybody. And what that is we have obsessions, and these are intrusive, highly disturbing thoughts that literally get stuck in the brain of somebody with OCD. And then we have compulsions that are these ritualistic efforts of ours that we take in an effort to try to dislodge that disturbing thought. So for those of us with contamination fears, the obsession might be, what if I get sick? Or in my case, what if I get others sick? I have what's often called reverse contamination obsessions. And then the compulsions, logically enough, would be to scrub my hands or to avoid contact with other people. Many of those behaviors that you're talking about right now that the entire country is taking on, and rightfully so. So what's confusing is those of us who battle the disorder are trained through therapy to stand up to our compulsions. So in normal times, if we are battling contamination obsessions, we would stand up to the compulsive urge to scrub our hands endlessly. Now, all of a sudden, we're being told, like all Americans and folks around the world, that we should be scrubbing our hands as we should be. So the challenge becomes to follow the CDC guidelines as you are and not go beyond them right now. And so that in essence is the most confusing aspect of this. There's also a positive side though too, if you will. And that is those of us who have been through OCD therapy have been given some tools that I think are very helpful for learning how to navigate uncertainty that perhaps the rest of the world hasn't been exposed to.